What a podcast.
Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
What was it? How It's Made skit. And welcome to the Ron Funches Fancast.
Fancast. Mad Ron. Mm-hmm. Mad Ron Funches.
Mad Ron Funches.
Fancast with the trailers from hell.
Ah! Have you ever seen Mad Ron Funches get mad?
I heard a story that he tackled Chris Castles when Chris was drunk and acting up at the Black Forest one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Chris, of a keep him in line tackle?
I guess. It could have been all in fun because I wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard the story several times, and Chris kind of made it out to where, like, maybe he was being drunk and belligerent.
Mm-hmm.
And so he got tackled. He said when he gets drunk, he could make, like, an old Oriental lady. Oh, that's racist. Old Asian lady.
Only punch if you him put in the fucking face in the beginning.
And call the it's fucking Oriental. And can make the teddiest, teddy beariest of a man tackle me on stage at the Black Forest. So who knows? But I wasn't aware this was going to be the Ron Funches fan cast today, so that's cool.
And that's somebody's joke, right? About the. I forgot what I was just saying.
I don't know. I forgot too.
Well, yeah.
Let's rewind it. That's a good way to start the show. Welcome mm-hmm. to it. I don't know what day it is because we're just on a weird schedule. You hear it when you hear it.
You hear it when you hear it.
We're pushing the clutch in the background there. Some clutch.
What?
This is clutch. I love clutch. I
didn't know they were this slow.
Well, they do some slower stuff sometimes.
I thought they were more like a jung 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 da dung jung 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 jung.
They got real bluesy. They got real bluesy for a while. They've got a little rockabilly. They're all over the map, dude.
Is there such a thing as J Doom?
There is now. What's the definition in your mind?
Japanese doom bands.
Oh, of course. Yeah, there's like crazy doomy.
Yeah. Huh.
Like super doomy.
That's how their music goes. Chung 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 cha chung chung.
Ching ching. Nope. That's the doom version of Ice Ice Baby. Or Under Pressure.
Yep. You got me under pressure. Under pressure.
Back to the worst ZZ Top song ever. You got my own depression.
And that's how they opened the album, wasn't it?
No, it was
no,
Give Me
wait,
All Your
yeah,
Love.
Yeah, Give Me All Your Love, and then it goes
they
to
let
Under
Frank
Pressure.
Beard, they let Frank Beard start the whole album. He's like, check out my new drum sound. It sounds just like a drum machine. And I'm going to go back and change all the drums on all the old albums and make them sound just like a drum machine, too.
What? He did that?
Doesn't it sound like a drum machine to you?
On that album?
On all of them past that, from Eliminator on.
Oh, I do believe that was definitely a turning point from them. Because before that, they were way more heavily blues style.
Yeah, and more underground, too.
They had the longer bluesy songs. And then Eliminator and that on, they went like
MTV
short, poppy.
Video-based songs.
Mm-hmm.
Let's write
and
a song.
And then they went to the Viva Las Vegas.
It almost makes me think that they had the mentality of, let's make sure and write songs that you can make really good videos for.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got legs. Sharp-dressed man. Come on.
You could almost say that Dire Straits did the same thing with Brother in Arms.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, I guess they had other hits, and so did ZZ Top, too. I don't know how much they played them before, the older stuff before Eliminator. I would imagine, like, all that LaGrange and all that, that got heavy radio play before Eliminator, right?
Yeah, sure it did. Yeah. But I don't know. Just their MTV generation is what blew them up, and that's when they started putting out songs like Sleeping Bag and TV Dinner and Rough Boy. And all...
Yeah, that Afterburner album was kind of weak, though.
Let us not forget... I got 25 lattes on my dresser. That's not in the good category.
But that, dude, there's no song in the last few years that I've probably talked about more than that song.
No? No? But you yourself?
No, I don't think I've talked about any song more than that song in the last couple of years.
Okay.
I'm kind of a music cynic because I like making fun of bands.
Yeah.
Even if I like them. You know, there's always humor to be found in something.
Dude, yeah, that's for sure. I had some fun making fun of bands, which I kind of, you know, sometimes you feel bad, but you still enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, they'll probably make fun of me. So Victims played up there at the Sickness in September on Friday.
I wasn't necessarily saying local bands. I meant like radio bands.
So yeah, I couldn't help but make fun of these guys in the first place because they're on a bill with bands like Spawn and Victims of Internal Decay. Mm-hmm. And they're called the Taco Ninjas.
Taco Ninjas.
So there used to be a band back in the day that we played with all the time, or a few times, called Morbidism.
Uh-huh.
Which included Jimmy Littlefield on guitar.
Morbidism.
They changed their name to Open Sore after a bit.
Open Sore.
Which I believe both those bands made the thanks list on the Victim CD.
They probably play with Festering Boyle, didn't they?
Probably, yeah.
Is it Fester?
And Infester.
I think Fester and Boyle was a duo that the guy from Adam's Family was in, right?
Yeah.
Fester and Boyle.
Yep, that was just the two of them. They were the first two-piece hardcore band. Or maybe they were goth, I'm not sure. But so Gary Weber, he was the former singer of Morbidism and Open Sore. He's 50, and he was fucking wasted by noon.
Uh-huh.
We saw him about 70. He's like, just can't even hardly stand up. He's like, I don't even know if my band's going to be here. I didn't know what band he is. Turned out, he's like, here's his quote. I hate being 50 fucking playing in a band full of 23-year-olds. And I said, me and Mike, he was telling this to me and Mike. Mike goes, hey, I'm 23. And I said, hey, I'm almost 50. And he's like, so you know what I mean then, dude, right? And I was like, sorry, Mike. Yeah, kind of. I do. I do. He's like, just think of it if it was all 23-year-olds. And I was like, ah, that's not, doesn't sound fun. Doesn't really sound fun because one's bad enough. Sorry, Mike. 23, 35, and a couple of my age guys is okay. But so they get up there.
You could have threw back at him too, though, that you toured with all ladies, an all lady
vegan
band.
Old lady vegans. Uh-huh. They were legans.
Yep. And then he probably would have went, whoa, now I wouldn't even mess with that.
So he was so drunk by the time they hit the stage at like 7:40 or he could hardly stand up. And so we were making fun of him. But it was good times, good times. Was the highlight of the evening. Spawn got a bass player, and they fucking kicked ass. Maybe.
I used to like to have a few drinks before I go on stage and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
A couple times, maybe one or two too many.
Oh, Ron took a spill, and I'm pretty sure that Matt got it on video.
And then, but I wonder if maybe it's just better to do coke instead.
Yeah.
Before the show.
Just a little, though.
Yeah, no, no.
Just like a bump.
Yeah. You know, you got to consider.
Or maybe
anyway.
A couple spoons, one for each nostril.
One for each song.
So I don't think Ron was drinking too much because he had to work the next day, or either Robert had to work, and he rode with Robert, so they left kind of early.
Mm-hmm.
But needless to say, we didn't get any drink tickets and no guest list because that's just the way this thing was. It was a 30-band thing. The
Bruce
bar said,
Hornsby was there, and he said, that's just the way it is.
Well, yeah, you know, and they were kind of complaining, but they had a point. Tonic Lounge said, if we gave two drink tickets to every band member, it would cost us $600 because it's a 33-band deal for 3 days. There's 33 bands. We can't afford to give $300 band members.
It's only $200 a night, though, for entertainment.
Yeah. But I don't know if they were just getting the door to pay that, because there's some out-of-state bands.
Yeah.
It's like a festival.
I mean, there's all sorts of ins and outs on how things, money gets moved around and stuff there, you know.
So, and I don't know, you know, how much Ron had drank or if he had drank any. But we were banging our head, rocking out, whatever, and I see him do a big, like, kind of bend over, bang your head, and then, like, then I see
Metal Hell drive you mad.
Then I see him hit the ground. He fell down, rocking. But what happened is he tripped over the drum riser. He didn't realize it was as close to him as it was. And when he went to step back, he hit the drum riser and lost his balance. It was kind of funny. I'm pretty sure that Matt got it on video.
Did it Did he miss a note or anything?
A little bit, yeah. And then he kind of got up and sat on the drum riser for a little bit.
While
he kind of, because he kind of lost. It didn't fuck him up, but it kind of fucked him up in the song.
Oh yeah.
Not only would it be a little bit embarrassing, because there was a good 7,500 people. There was
you got to get your head together after.
You know. So he kind of sat there for a while and kind of listened to us, like, "Where are we in the song now?" Because I just fucking fell down in front of the whole crowd of people.
Yep. And so I've been drinking probably a little bit.
And then I didn't even do it on purpose. I didn't say it on the mic, but I was like, "Hey, Ron, you all right? What are you?" He's like, "I'm fine. I'm fine." He's like a little kid. You know, like when you ask a little kid if they hurt themselves, he's like, "I'm fine." I was like, "All right." He's like, "That drum riser just kind of jumped out in front of me a little bit there." I was like, "Well, yeah, that happens, you know." But I think that was the highlight of the night for me. Oh, but here's a weird thing. Robert broke a string on the same song I broke a string on at the last show.
Weird.
Da, da, da.
On the same part?
No. He broke it earlier, and he had a locking tremolo with a floating tremolo. Mm-hmm. And you know when you break a string on those, your whole guitar kind of goes out of tune.
It's like that Sir Mix-a-Lot song.
I kind of
a locking tremolo.
Yeah, I think he should have just stopped. Because he played the whole rest of the song, and I kept looking around like, is it me? Is it him? Uh-huh. Him? Me? Him? You? Ron?
He wasn't transposing right?
Well, it wasn't that he wasn't transposing right. It's that when you have a locking tremolo that's a floating tremolo with a spring on it, and you lose one string, it changes the tension.
Yeah,
so all the other strings go a little bit out of tune.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, But whatever. And then his fucking backup guitar he didn't have on stage, he had it in his van, which was parked like a block and a half from the venue. So he just ran out the door. I was like, all right.
For a block and a half and back?
Yeah. That's how long we stood on stage. I told a couple jokes.
Mm-hmm.
I told a joke that a dude had told me outside because, God, I hate it. Mike tells people, yeah, he does comedy. I'm like, fucking shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Not because it could be good or bad if someone wants to hear a joke, or else this guy's like, yeah, I did stand up. Here, let me listen to some. He's like, how many metalheads does it take to screw in a light bulb? I was like, I don't know. And he was like, none, because we like it dark. And I'm like, oh, right. And then he went on with like five follow-ups about how many guitar players does it take to screw in a light bulb? None, because his roadie does it for him. How many bass players does it take? And I was just going, God.
So he had the light bulb joke comedy tree worked out.
Yeah, and he was just going along metal and each band member, and then the bass player. How many bass players does it take? Mm. Doesn't matter.
imagine if that was your whole stick. If you could go up there and do 45 minutes special. A 45 minute special but do nothing but light bulb jokes. But they have to be original light bulb jokes.
You could, dude, it wouldn't take that long to set. They wouldn't necessarily be good, all of them.
But, it would have to be a special, though. They got to be good if you want a special.
You're going to want them longer, too, so you can only do like 6 per minute. And that's 45 minutes times 6. That's an hour and a half times 3. That's fucking 4.5. That's 450.
There you go.
That's my challenge, is to write 500 light bulb jokes.
Yep.
How many light bulbs does it take to screw in a fucking person? Have you ever heard anybody say that?
No. What? It's hard to get the light bulbs up their ass so they can screw.
How many light bulbs does it take to make another light bulb? How many? Okay, so you could just go through all these different types of people. Oh, okay. This is somebody was talking something funny about somebody who was embarrassed because he...
You could self-publish a 500 light bulb jokes on Amazon.
A guy went to work at his new job, and he said, hey, I can go to work on Friday, but I can only work for 3 weeks, and I'm going to need to take 4 months off. And the guy's like, what? I don't. He's like, what do you got to do? And he's like, I'm going on tour to follow the Dave Matthews Band. Uh-huh. He's like, oh, okay, well, we'll figure something out. Because it was some guy from Portland that loved the Dave Matthews Band, and that was an okay excuse for him. And this guy's going now, but he's now because I just got a new job, and I just found out Cannibal Corpse was going on tour. I'm thinking to myself, if I go to my job and say, I'm going to need 3 months off after my first 4 weeks of work. And he's like, dude, you can't do that. Well, wait, what's it for? He's like, it's important. Cannibal Corpse is going on tour, and I'm going to follow him around the United States and go to every one of their shows. And he's like, you're fired. He's like, I thought you said... Oh, and then what started the whole conversation is this guy. He's all metal. He's a big dude, got a Morbid Angel shirt. He's talking metal with the metal guys. And he's like, I just need to fucking hang out with more people who like fish. And I was like, the band or the animal? And he's like, no, man. The fucking, he's like, I need to learn how to, I got a lot of friends, a couple friends that like to fish, and I want to learn how to fish, and I like fishing. And I was like, yeah, but I just walked into the conversation, and I was like, what's this dude in the Morbid Angel shirt saying that he wants to hang out with more people who like fish? And he's like, dude, that reminds me. And then he busts into the Dave Matthews Band story, which is an actual story that his friend got to work 3 weeks and then take four months off to follow the Dave Matthews Band. Because that's important socially with some hipsters and certain crowds of people, you know, especially if you live in Portland.
That you could take 3 months off to follow Dave Matthews.
Yeah, because there's more chance.
I didn't know people did that.
What? They're like fish in the fucking Grateful Dead. They're a jam band.
Well, I knew them all.
Don't forget. And a fucking black baritone saxophone player. And a
what the fuck? And a big old pile of shit falling on people.
So he's like, hey, I'm not racist. I got 5 black people in my band. Black drummer, black violinist with dreadlocks. And that guy has the shortest dreadlocks, and he shakes them back and forth. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Dave Matthews Band Making Fun Of podcast. Because those guys, that guy, he was kind of funny on Saturday Night Live. They integrated him into a couple skits.
Did you watch the new one from last night?
No. New Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
I didn't even know it.
Yeah.
Well, my fucking thing should have recorded it. My DVR. But I don't know. I was home last night. I was watching. I was watching Tom Green with fucking with those people. I said they were fighting, dude. Chris Kattan and fucking Super Dave Osborne, dude. His voice has gotten so much worse. And he was like, when I was on the show,
he's all.
He's like, and I can't believe that it went over so well because of a guy with a voice like me. And then I'm Ron on the show, and then I'm Super Dave Osborne, and nobody knows the difference. He's like, okay, I'm going to tell you a joke now. Tom Green's like, okay, well, we want to talk about it. He's like, no, you got to listen to this joke. It's funny. He's like, I told it on Curb Your Enthusiasm, mm-hmm. so you may have heard it.
Yep.
And he went through the whole joke. Mm-hmm. And Tom Green's just kind of looking at him like, okay.
That must
like,
be his big joke that he likes like, to tell.
By the way, honey, your cunt's in the sink. Mm-hmm. Tom Green just about like, because this is TV, it's live. It's live mm-hmm. TV mm-hmm. on Access, which is still, you don't hear the C word that much.
Yeah.
But they didn't bleep it.
Mm.
So fucking kudos for the cunt on fucking Access TV. Kudos to you.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
I recognize that name, but I don't know.
He could
know.
Eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. Was that what went on?
Chris Pratt could eat no fat and his wife could eat no lean. That sounds like start of a limerick.
No, he's the guy on The Office.
Chris Pratt?
Not The Office. He's on Parks and Rec.
Okay, that's why I don't understand what you're talking about.
He was in some movies, too. But
what
he was on there on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, okay.
Season 40, Episode 1.
Wow. How did I miss it?
Season 40, Episode 1. Next week is a Sarah Silverman.
Wow. Who was the musical guest? Arcade Fire?
Well, it was clues started with an A, but it was some chick.
Arctic Monkeys.
Mm-hmm. They did have one scene that was weird. It was like this kid had a birthday, right? And he wished that He-Man and Thundercat guy, Lion-O, you know that guy?
Yeah.
He wished his toys would come alive, and so they did, but they had no learning of anything. So they're like, why are we? And they start smashing stuff around with their things. And then the kid's sister comes in there and they're like, what's that? That's my sister. We like sister. Bring her back in here. And then they're all like patting their groins and they're like, this feels good. I want to do this with sister.
Wow.
And then She-Ra showed up.
Wow. She-Ra.
Yep.
This is crazy. These are crazy. That's a crazy thing.
It was a crazy skit, and I was like, man, they're just patting their groins on TV.
They like to push the envelope a little bit.
They do. They do.
But they also...
What do they have left, though? Only the one guy, Keenan Michael Wayans.
Keenan Thompson?
Yeah.
I think this is his last season. He's been on there like 800 years.
Still on there. And the new guy that Michael Strahan, is he the new guy on the Weekend Update?
It was Colin Jost before.
Yeah, no, it's Michael Strahan's in there with him.
I don't know who Michael Strahan is.
He's on Kelly and Michael, the morning show. Just a guy that looks like him almost.
So he must be a new cast member then?
I've seen him around before. It makes me want to think. But he was flubbing up some lineages.
I think my favorite cast member of the new ones that have actually been there for a while is Bobby Moynihan.
Who's that?
The fat guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's pretty funny. He does that secondhand news guy. You know?
The little Jewish boy chick does funny stuff, too.
Yeah. And the other lesbian girl. God, what's her name?
I didn't know she was a lesbian.
The blonde. The other girl.
They're lesbians?
No, the one. The one that does... Not the one that does the Jewish boy. But the one that does that, like... that, like, German lady that does the news sometimes. And she's... She does a lot of stuff, and I can't fucking think of any of them right now because I haven't watched Saturday.
I'm gonna look up the SNL.
Kate McKinnon just came to me. Kate McKinnon. She's a lesbian.
Well, I don't know who that is anyway.
Well, look at the picture, and then you'll go, wow, she's cute for a lesbian. Ah, that's mean and sexist.
Mm-hmm.
So remember when I was telling you about the black Big Mac from Japan with squid sauce? The black Big Mac. Remember that?
Black Big Mac.
With the black bun.
Isn't that a... Slick Black Big Mac, isn't that a
Quiet
so. Riot song?
It's got a black bun, black cheese, black squid sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Disney SeaWorld theme park in Tokyo has announced black hot dogs.
Black hot dog! So what is it, a blood sausage?
It's a pitch black sausage in a dish topped with a skull-shaped tortilla chip. It's a purple potato salad and hamburger steak with barbecue pork combo plate topped with a skull-shaped tortilla and festive orange-black dipping sauces. Black dipping sauces.
I don't like the idea of a skull-shaped tortilla. So your tortilla has holes in it?
Yeah, it looks like a jack-o'-lantern, actually. I think they think it's skull-shaped is actually a jack-o'-lantern. It looks like a jack-o'-lantern face to me. Not like a skull. But I guess jack-o'-lantern faces are made out to look like skulls because they got two eye holes, a nose hole, and then some ratchety teeth. So they're going for black food now.
Mm-hmm.
Black food. Trying not to be racist, I guess. There's not many black people in Japan, is there?
Sure.
Is there a lot of black people?
I'd imagine some. Probably. There's black people in England.
There is? No, I've actually heard some black people with an English accent, and it's very odd sometimes. Kind
Ilba
like
Elbers.
Stringer Bell.
Ilba Idra Elbow.
Groin. Elba Penis.
Elba Groin.
I got a dick so long it's got an elbow.
Yeah.
Elba Anders. So did you find a picture of that lesbian yet? So you can see what she looks like?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Kate McKinnon.
No, I was looking up...
You were just doing that, dude. I started talking about fucking black shit, and then you freaked out.
Hey, you're talking about the black, slick black Big Mac.
I know, but you were supposed to be looking up a picture of that lesbian because you didn't know what she looked like.
Oh, I was just clicked on a link because I thought it would show me the cast.
So you basically saw a butterfly on the internet and forgot what you were doing.
I was chasing butterflies like a turd in the sky.
I had a friend. Well, he's not really a friend. I met him once in Salem, but he's a friend on Facebook, and he's a fellow comic, and he's from Portland. His name is Matthew Edwards.
Hello, fellow.
He recently posted a picture where he was just at a bar ready to do some karaoke, and who went up next? Fred Armisen. Armisen.
Went oh,
up.
Really?
Just singing Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls by TLC.
Don't go chasing THC songs.
TLC.
TLC. Petrolysargic.
Acid.
The musical, I guess, was Ariana Grande.
Ah.
You know who that is?
I only know because I watched Big Brother this year. It's over, so I can say that
was
I watched.
Was Ariana Grande on there?
No, her brother was, and he kept it a secret because she's famous and... He didn't want anybody...
She's not famous if I don't know her.
Well, she has number one hits on the top 40 charts.
She sang all right.
But her brother is gay.
Slapper.
Her brother is gay. His name is Frankie Grande.
Is it really Grande?
Yeah.
If I would have known that, I would have pronounced it Grandy.
It's Ariana Grande. I thought you did it right because you liked her.
Nope. She was all right for that kind of music. You know who the show new announcer is? It's a dead guy.
Her new man. What?
Oh, no. No, Don Pardo died.
Yes.
And the new guys are still alive.
So, who did the voice for Saturday Night Live last night?
This guy could be like the voice for the next 40 years. Darrell Hammond Organ.
Darrell Hammond's doing the thing mm-hmm. for Saturday Night Live?
I mean, Bill Clinton.
He's all right, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, we got Saturday Night Live. Look at my thumb. It's just sticking up a little bit. Hillary, stop tucking my balls.
A number of changed. Nassim Padrad departed. Remember that guy?
Yeah, no, it's a girl. She was cute.
And she's going on to Mulaney.
Nassim Padrad.
Going to Mulaney, that show that's supposedly a Seinfeld ripoff.
It is, dude. That's all it is. I'm a comedian from New York. What's the deal with that?
Mike O'Brien, a writer on the show for 4 seasons before he joined the cast, returns to the writer's room. 2 comedians join the cast at the start of the season. Pete Davidson, you know that guy?
I just got recommended to follow him on Facebook today. And then I went to his Facebook page because it said 35 of my friends just followed Pete Davidson. And it turns out he was on Seth Meyers the night before last. First time at the desk with Seth.
He's the first time, or the first SNL cast member to have been born in the 90s.
So he's a youngster. He's 20. No, he could be
24.
That's just stuff.
But he might be younger. And Michael Che.
Oh.
Is co-hosting the weekend update. That's who I was talking about.
I know that guy.
Uh-huh. He was a correspondent on The Daily Show. That's what I know him from.
Yep, and I've seen him do stand-up before, too.
Yep. But your repertory, your featured players are...
Kate McKinnon, Bobby Moynihan.
Nope, those are the repertory players.
Really?
Uh-huh. I guess it's the other way around.
Oh, the repertory are the badass ones, uh-huh. Yeah. Okay,
can you name them all?
No, just I can
name thought you named them.
I named 2 of them.
All right, do it again.
Kate McKinnon and Bobby Moynihan.
Uh-huh.
And, Brooke Whalen.
Nope.
Did he leave?
Not on here.
Okay, I can't remember anymore.
Vanessa Bayer.
Oh, yeah, that's the girl that plays the little Jewish boy.
Edie Bryant.
I don't know her. Come on.
Taran Killam.
Oh, yeah, Taran Killam. He's funny.
Jay Farrell.
Oh, he's the guy who does Denzel Washington.
Cicely Strong.
She used to do the news, but she got fired.
Kenan Thompson.
Kenan.
Davidson.
Kenan Thompson's the guy who always looked like he's just about to laugh.
Who's the guy that does the weird little, like he's a high school dude, and he's like giving advice all the time? Like, don't do that. I don't know. He plays a real monotone voice guy.
Maybe Taran Killam.
Kyle Mooney. Shashir Zamata.
Can you say that one again?
Shashir Zamata.
Shashir?
Shashir.
Okay.
Shashir. Shashir.
It says Zamata. Here.
Shashir.
It says here their name is Shashir.
What's your name? So sure.
Well, I'm so sure. Stop it. Uh-huh. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't think that one guy is one of the main players, though.
No?
No, but he was on the last season, so it can't be P.T. Davidson. I don't know. That would mean it would have to be either Kyle Mooney or Beck Bennett.
Beck Bennett.
You know who Kyle Mooney is?
No.
It is Kyle Mooney who I'm talking about.
I kind of know who he is. I recognize the name.
Uh-huh. He does the man on the street interviews and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And isn't he even on a wireless TV commercial?
He's been on Jimmy Kimmel Live and sports show with Norm MacDonald. Yep. Mm-hmm. Huh. Yep. I like that skit he did on That one thing that he did.
Hmm.
The awkward interviewer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And then he plays that high school rebel and the 420 guy, a weed smoker who celebrates 420 as if it were Hanukkah.
But he gives all his friend presents.
I guess. I don't know what it is to celebrate Hanukkah.
See, now I'm just wondering how many of those characters that are being built today,
Shashir,
will be as relevant in 20 years as some of the characters that were built 20 years ago are today, like making copies, the guy.
Probably the Jewish boy.
You think he's going to get a State Farm commercial in 20 years?
No. There's a stretch to give copy guy one, though.
Well, he got fired already.
I know, but I could see the Hans and Franz.
Yeah, but do you think they're going to get fired? Do you know why he got fired?
No.
Because of his anti-vaccination views.
That makes zero sense. What was his stance on vaccination?
He doesn't think that the kids should be vaccinated.
And so State Farm's like, oh, that's anti-insurance, which I guess it kind of is, right?
I guess. He said that the idea that vaccines don't injure people is a fallacy. So he's coming from the other side. $2 billion have been paid out to people who have been vaccine injured or died in the United States. This is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe insurance has to pay for all that stuff.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Anybody that dies.
I don't understand why, though, that they would fire him for that. I mean, one of his main things is that he believes that vaccines could lead to autism in children, mm-hmm. and that they shouldn't be mandatory. And they said, well, oh, you're going back to making copies. We're not going to have you sell insurance anymore. Now it's Hans and Franz.
Hmm.
Yeah, but that's crazy. That's a pretty harsh reason to be fired.
It is.
He's been lashing out against them now, of course, on Twitter. But
that was the best job he had since Adam Sandler hired him to be on a show.
On every show?
Mm-hmm.
What about the stapler?
Making copies as a stapler. He does not use his imitation of Don Pardo. Daryl Hammond does not.
Well, I wonder if he's just going to be himself.
They did an NFL intro sketch, too, like Key and Peele do.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a ripoff? Kind of?
I'm not going to say that. Because that's pretty much just in the bag of comedy tricks for everyone to use, right?
Yeah.
They could do that on Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon or Jimmy Myers or Jimmy Letterman.
Mm. Jimmy Letterman.
Jimmy Ferguson.
Jimmy Carson.
Speaking of Jimmy Ferguson.
I don't know who that is.
Jimmy Ferguson, the late night show host.
Oh, okay, yeah. Jimmy Carson.
Jimmy Ferguson.
Jimmy Carson.
Mm-hmm. Jimmy Ferguson.
Late night
has
with Jimmy.
A new show.
What?
Have you seen it?
Late night with Jimmy Ferguson?
I would like to talk about this big news in TV, dude.
Drum roll, please.
Family Feud. Going up to 7 o'clock against Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy now. They're thinking it's that strong. They put it up to the 7 o'clock hour against those.
So it's going to be a nighttime.
Big monsters after Seinfeld.
Nighttime
they
family
leading
game
it in
show.
With Seinfeld, too. But get this. Bop.
Okay.
There's another show.
Was that your thinking music?
I was doing a little Mel Torme stuff.
Okay. Velvet Fog.
Yep, I know. Now Floyd's going to make a song out of that.
That's right.
So you got, what was I saying?
Don't do that to me.
There was something new going on in TV. It's Craig Ferguson's new show, Celebrity Name Game.
Oh, I thought you were meaning Jimmy Fallon.
No, Jimmy Ferguson.
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Ferguson.
I was calling Jimmy Carson because mm-hmm. I thought you were talking about.
Now check this out. This is what it is. You got two celebrities.
Okay.
And then you got two teams of two people, right?
Yeah.
And so like you take one team, say we were a team.
Right.
You would be on one side of the celebrity, and I would be on the other side of the celebrity, right? And then the celebrity stands in the middle, and then they give you a clue about, you know, it's the basic. They give a celebrity. You have to get the other person to guess it without giving names or anything, you know? And then once you get that, then they switch and give clues to the other person. So the celebrity's like back and forth, spinning around, kind of getting dizzy.
Has it been on yet?
Yeah, it's been on a week.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I thought it was fun.
All right.
It was weird because the first episode, the stars were David...
Cross?
Nope, David...
Spade?
Nope, David...
Hasselhoff?
Arquette.
Oh, okay. He was recently on Ridiculous.
How far down was that on your list?
It was quite a ways.
And the other celebrity was Courtney Cox.
Oh, they're married.
I thought they were divorced and split. I think they might be producers of the show, though.
I think they're still fucking.
Mm-hmm. So David Arquette is the guy, like on there, right? And
right.
David Arquette's given the clues, and the category was now I'm stealing Bob Newhart's bit.
Okay.
The category was late night talk show hosts, right? Uh-huh. And Craig Ferguson's hosting it, right? And
right.
So David Arquette, when he gets the clue, he goes, and then walks up to Craig Ferguson, grabs him on the shoulder and goes, "This guy." And the lady goes,
She didn't know his name.
Oh, it was so funny. Craig Ferguson turns to the camera with his wide eyes, like jaw drops, like, "You don't know who I am." And later on, one of the guests was David Arquette, and she got it right away. And he was over there, "Oh, come on, you know his name."
What was he, this the cop in Scream?
Yep. That was all.
No, he's been in some other stupid shit, too. But
he's one of those guys that put his money to good use producing stuff and making money over money.
Yeah.
Now, just like Magic Johnson, so one day when he gets AIDS, he can cure it.
You know who else did that before he died?
Who?
Benny Hill. He was rich when he died.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we heard this song, so I figured I'd better bring this one up. Come back here. Donk.
Who was funnier, Jack Benny or Benny Hill?
To me, I don't
or
even...
Or Jack Hill.
I can't even name one Jack Benny bit or joke because I don't know why. I didn't know. I don't know who he is.
I will tell you one of his most famous joke.
Now, am I like going to be shunned by the comic world because I don't know who...
Benny Bruce? Is that who I was talking about?
No.
Jack Benny.
Jack Benny or Jack Benny, Benny Hill.
Jack Benny. Jack Benny Hill joke. A joke a baka baka. Now I'm getting under the Mel Torme again.
You are. Fucking Velvet. You're more like the suede mist.
We've been watching Night Court.
It sounds like you've been watching Chips. That sounds like Chips.
My go-to theme, though, Neil, is the 18 song.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
Dude, that's weird that you'd say that. Did you know the Anal Cunt does a version of this?
Yeah.
And then it goes...
All right.
Is that enough? Are you surprised that I had that on there and it's your go-to fucking theme?
No, these are the top 10 list of Jack Benny jokes.
Okay.
A cannibal is a guy who goes in the restaurant and orders the waiter. I was born in Waukegan a long, long time ago. In fact, our rabbi was an Indian.
Okay, that was a good one.
I believe in being honest with myself. If there's one thing I hate, it's when a comedian is great and won't admit it. I've never met one like that, but if I did, I'd hate them.
I didn't like that one.
I don't want to tell you how much insurance I carry with the Prudential, but all I can say is when I go, they go too. My wife Mary and I have been married for 47 years, and not once have we had an argument serious enough to consider divorce. Murder, yes, but divorce, never.
Well, Welcome to the Lenny Bruce Show. Wait, no, Jack Benny.
I don't deserve this award, but I have arthritis, and I don't deserve that either.
Come on, Lenny. Wait. Benny. Come on, Jack.
Give me golf clubs, fresh air, and a beautiful partner, and you can keep the golf clubs and the fresh air.
Hey, there you go.
A scout troop consists of 12 little kids dressed like schmucks following a big schmuck dressed like a little kid.
Is he a Jew hater? That's anti-Semitic. And...
I took my girl to dinner and she laughed so hard at one of my jokes she dropped her tray.
Oh!
Here's my favorite. It was number two, but this is my favorite.
Okay, here. Wait. Here's your favorite. Wait, now, can I remember? Jack Benny?
Yep.
His favorite Jack Benny drum. Drum roll, please. Benny joke.
I went to a meeting for premature ejaculators. I left early.
Now, he wrote that in the 60s?
Mm-hmm.
What a trailblazer.
Yep.
I didn't know he played basketball.
Mm-hmm. I was my Jack Benny impersonation.
That was pretty good. Now we're going to see what's in Hans' CD player. Find out now. We'll find out later. Hey, Hans, what's
when
up, buddy?
When was the last time Hans smoked a bong?
I think it was 92, and he ended up on the floor. He was in a fetal position.
Really? Never been? Never been big?
No, he smoked it once, and it killed him.
Wow. Huh. Some people just don't like it.
Satan brought him back to life. He's listening to some punk rock today.
Disrupt.
Older punk, kind of straight edge.
Oh, you're talking about...
DC punk.
Oh, you're talking about Black Flag.
Nope, but the dude was a trailblazer in the scene, and he went on to become in another band.
Oh, Huskadoo.
Ian MacKay and Minor Threat.
Oh, I thought I was on it with Huskadoo when you said from Minneapolis.
I said DC. No, Ian MacKay and Henry Rollins were best friends growing up. If you've heard any of Henry's spoken word.
I thought he was best friends with Homeless Joe.
Well, that was later. When he was 14 working at a pet shop with Ian MacKay from Minor Threat.
His best friend no longer is Homeless Joe.
You know Minor Threat.
I know. Yeah, I do.
Slayer did a couple songs of theirs on that one punk cover band thing that they did. But he's listened to the complete discography of Minor Threat.
Wow.
So, they're straight edge. He went on to do Fugazi,
Ian
MacKay,
mm-hmm.
and he had that record label that signed a lot of punk bands that I'm going to be scorned for not being able to remember, but I smoked a lot of pot, so there's that.
And my brain is kind of rot.
No. Speak for yourself.
I did. I was talking about me.
Wait, what were we talking about? Like, you can ask me what we were talking about, and I'll know, but I will have forgotten.
I know.
I hate when my Google says
Man, I wish I had some more
Google Chrome
Jack Benny jokes.
Aw, snap. Here's a joke. You know Pornhub? Familiar with Pornhub?
I went to Pornhub, but I left early.
It's a website that has like all the best porn sites on it.
I don't go there anymore.
Well, I don't either, but here's a site. I just went there yesterday, but I'm not going there anymore. No, they're starting a record label.
A porn sounds?
No, it's of music.
That would be cool.
It's Pornhub Records.
They probably make money hand over ejaculating fist.
Now, just out of stereotypical speculation, what type of bands do you think would be on Pornhub Records?
What's that one? Truculence?
Now, that's the answer that I wasn't even thinking of, but that's good.
Yeah.
They could probably get signed to
porn grind type of music, you know?
That's really the first thing I would think of?
I would think of, like, porno grind. If you're getting, it's porno hub. No, Walmart's not going to carry your fucking records. It's not worth, like, signing somebody like Rock, because no store's going to hold your records.
What about Coolio?
Is that who signed? Coolio signed to Pornhub Records?
Well, Matt Blake, head of public relations for Pornhub, said the company is seeking submissions for a release on its official label months after rapper Coolio's music video for Take It to the Hub appeared on their site. So he has a rap about watching porn, and it drops them. So they say, we've always been a strong music presence. We've always seen a strong music presence from the beginning at Pornhub, because artists upload their own stuff, like uncensored tracks or R-rated versions of songs. I didn't know. I just go there to watch porn, not fucking music videos.
But it's called porn. Why don't they call it Record Hub? Or like Music Hub?
Well, the records label's first act to find an official anthem for Pornhub gets a prize, including $5,000 cash.
Pornhub.
And they get to create a music video to debut on the site.
Pornhub.
Today's episode is brought to you by Pornhub.com. Don't be confused with Pornstub, where it's just people with stubs.
Go to xvideos.com.
That's at Pornhub.
Is it?
And it has like YouPorn.
Motherfucker! I don't want to filter through all those other ones.
You don't have to.
All right.
So, yeah, I don't even watch porn anymore. Not since yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't watched it since yesterday.
I can't wait to hear 500 light bulb jokes.
Dude, that's going to be tough. I'm going to start writing them tonight.
Okay, so I got some fun facts.
How many cows it take to change the light bulb?
500. I got a cow fact for you. You know a cow only has to be 51% black to be marked as Angus?
No.
Only 51% black.
Hmm.
And it can be Angus.
That reminds me of the Black Angus restaurant where someone used to always shoot out the G. The G was always out on the neon sign, so it always said Black Anus. And then they found out that it wasn't like a neon sign fail, like you've seen a lot of pictures on the web of neon sign fails where it says, like, what was one? Amusement. It said, like, amusement park. It was amusement park, and the first few letters were burned out, and the last unit just said semen.
I remember when that place was like the Black Angus was the Black Anus like that, because I thought it was a segregated strip club.
Yeah, it was just for black assholes.
Mm-hmm. Can you name the movie with the longest title?
That one Ben Affleck did.
Which one? What was it called?
It was so long I can't remember.
The longest title of a movie is...
Don't tell me it's a fucking 700-word palindrome like the other day.
Night of the Day of the Dawn of the Sun of the Bride of the Return of the Revenge of the Terror of the Attack of the Evil Mutant Alien Flesh-Eating Hellbound Zombified Living Dead Part 2 in Shocking 2D.
That might be longer than the Ben Affleck one.
Here's two facts I'll name in a row. There are two correct pronunciations for the word biopic. And the other one is there are two correct pronunciations for the word biopic.
Okay. I always thought that it was the same thing. Pronounced different. Is there two different...
There are two correct pronunciations of it.
But are there two different definitions?
No, I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
The number one way people lose their contacts in their phone. Can you guess it? Number one answer on the board.
Dropping in water.
Can you be more specific?
Toilet.
Bing, ding, ding, ding.
Because they're always sitting, they always have their phone out, and they're trying to hold their dick with one hand and fucking flush the toilet.
That's when people want to check it at work, you know, because they got to sneak into the bathroom to check their phone.
Hey, I got my dick out. Might as well take a pic. Mm-hmm. Dick pic. This is called a dick piss pic. I take a picture of my dick pissing.
Okay, one answer on the board. Hugh Jackman doesn't have these.
He doesn't really have the long blades on his fingers.
Nope, he doesn't have earlobes.
Why? Is he an elf?
Must be. Alright, one answer on the board. Pixie sticks and this candy are the same formula, just in different forms.
Sweet tarts.
Ding, 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 ding.
Whoa.
Yep.
I'm 2 for 4 or something.
During the recording of Tomorrow Never Knows, when John Lennon was explained how this works, he reacted by asking if he could be suspended upside down by his feet and spun around a microphone while he sang, thinking it would have the same effect.
A rotating Leslie speaker?
Ding, 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 ding.
Whoa! These are all just educated guesses, by the way.
One answer on the board, Willie Nelson on the last night of his marriage had passed out drunk and woke up
naked in a fucking fountain?
Nope, I'm sorry, that is correct. He woke up sewn into a sheet getting beaten by his wife with a broomstick.
Damn!
That's the answer we were looking for.
I knew that. That was my second guess.
All right, one answer on the board. Albert Einstein had a silk robe. Why?
Because cotton, he was allergic to cotton?
Nope. He'd accidentally let it open in front of certain women, and then he'd make a move based upon their reaction.
Nice.
Albert Einstein.
Did you know that Bob Einstein, who is a.k.a. Super Dave Osborne, mm-hmm. his brother's name is Albert, but he changed it because he didn't want people to think that it was like some stage name. Oh, who is he, Albert Einstein?
I know. Who's he? He could have just named it Uncle Albert.
Uncle Albert Einstein. You're so sorry, Uncle Einstein.
All right, spell. Can you spell the plural form of beef?
I can spell it, but it might not be correct to what you're looking at.
All right.
If I had a beef with several different people,
mm-hmm.
I've got beefs with my dad,
mm-hmm.
not true, and my dead mother,
mm-hmm.
not true. I would just spell it B-E-F-S. But that's probably incorrect.
B-E-E-V-E-S. Beeves.
Dude.
Like knife and knives.
I don't believe that. Who said that?
OxfordDictionaries.com.
I've got beeves with these peoples. I've got beeves with these peeps. B-E-E-V-E-S.
Yep. Like knives.
Like Jeeves.
Mm-hmm. Jeeves.
Yeah, this is my son Beeves.
All right, one answer on the board. Hippopotamonstros equipped allophobia is the fear of what? Hippopotamonstros equipped allophobia. Pedalophobia.
It's a
hippopotamonstros.
It's fear of being child raped by a large hippopotamus.
Nope, it's the fear of long words.
Oh. Well, then why does it have pedophile and hippopotamus and monster in there?
I don't know.
I'm all a right. pedophile hippopotamus monster.
We're sitting still right now. How fast do you think we're moving?
48 seconds per kilogram.
1.9 million miles an hour.
I can feel the G-forces right now. These aren't true facts, are they? Are these all true facts?
There was a researcher. This is good knowledge. A researcher cracked the knuckles on only his left hand for 60 years.
Was there a difference in his hands?
He got arthritis in neither of them.
Yeah, see, I pop my knuckles all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a myth buster.
You know Toto the dog in Wizard of Oz?
Yeah.
Was paid $125 a week.
To hold the line?
Yep. Well, the Munchkin actors only paid 50 to 100. They were paid less than Toto.
So who got the dog money? The band or?
Hold the line. Love isn't always in Africa. Now have facial recognition software for cats. So they can now tell what cat is in your thingamabobber.
They made me take my glasses off for my driver's license picture so for facial recognition purposes.
Did they do that for your cat too?
My cat got its license suspended.
What?
Yep. She was hanging out with Toonses, and I told her not to be going out with him because he always crashes. I've seen him kill several families. Mm-hmm. Fiery crash off a cliff.
Did you know that the human iris in your eye, it contracts and stuff, and so it's technically a sphincter?
It looks like it, like when you shine a light in it, it looks like a butthole's clenching up.
Yeah, so you could tell somebody your sphincter is showing.
Sphincter.
Your sphincteves, because it'd be two of them.
Sphincteves.
Yeah, this I'm having trouble with. It's legal to film bestiality porn in 44 states. It's legal to film it in 44 states, but it's only legal to perform it in 12.
That is a weird statistic that does not match up with the statistic I saw.
How would you film it without performing it?
Well, you don't have to be performing it, but you filming it.
You'd have to film it over state lines? Like, over here, I can film it.
No, but you wouldn't be arrested for performing it because someone else is performing it.
Yeah.
But I read a statistic that said it's illegal to have sex with a horse in 23 states.
Hmm.
And that it's only illegal to smoke weed in 2. Way to go, America.
I know.
Maybe 3 coming up. Vote yes on Measure 91 if you're a voter. If you're not, just stay home and smoke weed. Worship the devil.
Worship the devil.
Hey, did you hear about that guy? There was a guy in prison, and they had banned it. They didn't let him worship Satan while he was in there.
Don't let me worship Satan.
So he's putting a lawsuit against them.
Hooray.
Uh-huh. Bernard Pritchard, 64, is in Santa Fe's first judicial district court, naming the department as well as a chaplain of a deputy warden. Pritchard accuses them of violating his rights to religious freedom by preventing him from practicing Satanism at the Southern New Mexico Correctional Facility near Las Cruces.
Hmm. Why can't he do it publicly or privately in his little cell or whatever?
That's a great question, because right here the next line says the prisoner did not specify how he was prevented from worshiping. They said you could do, you know, whatever. I don't know, but he's serving time for an aggravated stalking charge.
Was it like he wanted to hang an upside down cross in the prison chapel or something? Like when they were fighting on...
Maybe they want the preacher... Maybe he wants the preacher to help him worship and teach him some stuff about the Satanic Bible or...
Yeah, nothing wrong with that.
The guy from the Department of Corrections said... the girl, her name is Alex. She fooled me. Because that could be a guy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
She said she could not comment on the pending litigation, but he is suing them. She just says that we try to make sure everyone's treated fairly. They are claiming that they didn't stop him from worshiping the devil, so maybe he's just got Satan on his side making shit up.
Yep.
Well, that's what you're going to do. You go to prison.
He is the devil.
You want to sue people.
Yeah, sure.
Like, who you want to sue?
Get out of there.
I'm fucking suing everybody.
Yep. You know, when Bill Nye first started out, he was a stand-up comic at night and an engineer during the day.
I did not know that.
Yep. Now you do. And knowing is half the battle.
And that was before he was a science guy?
Yep.
Or was he still trying to be a science guy? I wonder if he had...
might have been a science guy. Maybe he did stand-up jokes.
I wonder if he had, like, science-related jokes.
Oh, yeah.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Remember Papua New Guinea?
Yeah,
that place that we don't have any listeners and no desire to ever go to?
I don't want
to
go there, dude, because they burn witches, they rape people in the streets, and...
Check out this fact about them. There is a tribe in Papua New Guinea that sends boys to a remote village where they perform daily fellatio on older tribesmen because they believe the only way for boys to become men is to ingest semen.
Female semen?
Mm-mm.
Oh, they perform fellatio on other men.
On older tribesmen.
That's just organized pedophilia.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
Yep. Just like in this town in Oklahoma named Hooker. Their school mascot is a horny toad.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a story the other day that South Albany High School, which is right near where we are right now.
What?
That back in the, he didn't say what decade it was, but their flag for the rebels
mm-hmm.
was a Confederate flag for a long time.
I believe it.
But then.
That's why they were in South Albany.
Yeah, and they didn't want to fight them North Albany Yankees, did
mm-hmm.
they?
Mm-hmm.
No,
the West Albany Bulldogs.
North Albany was just a middle school.
So. Yeah.
So they can't fight them anyway. But apparently they made them change it, and this guy called into a radio program and was saying, yeah, I thought it was kind of messed up that they made us change it because we never thought of it as like a racial thing, you know, like slavery and whatever. And the people that they called into was like, because you were a teenager in high school. you were looking at it as our school flag. Hey, why are they taking our school flag away from us? You didn't realize that General Lee, they'd like, well, we like that flag because it's on the Dukes of Hazzard, you know? Well, yeah, General Lee was the slave leader. Mm-hmm. He was fighting for for the slaves, but to keep the slaves, you know? Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, and I didn't know that. And then they thought that they might have changed it from the rebels, but they kept the rebels and just got a different flag.
They just made it like a cowboy looking guy. It's like, he's a cavalry guy.
And what that like is fucking weird. And that's funny because the Central End Middle School was the Rebels too. Where I went to school was Rebels, and then South Albany High School was Rebels, but we were Cobras at our high school.
Cobras?
The Central End Cobras.
Huh. Did you guys slither around?
Dude, we struck people. We'd spit on
them. Dunn District!
Sometimes I'd try to get away with spitting on other kids.
Oh, yeah?
From other schools. And they'd say, why'd you do that? And I'd say, because I'm a cobra. They're a falcon.
Yeah.
Cobras hate falcons.
Well, what if they tried to claw you?
And don't forget about the away. Don't forget about the Pleasant Hill Billies. That was their name from Pleasant Hill.
Pleasant Hill Billies?
They were the
really?
They were the Billies. And it said Billies on their outfits.
But what did he mean? Like a billy? Like a goat?
Maybe.
Like a billy goat?
I don't know. Let me look it up real quick.
Like a billy, was it Billy Jeans? Were they Billy Jeans?
They were Billies.
Why isn't there a jean company named Billy?
Because Michael Jackson would sue him from the grave.
Billy Jeans are nice and tight. You put them on and your ass feels right.
Is that how it goes?
Yeah. It's the jingle for Billy Jeans.
They might still be the Billies, dude.
You know Michael Jackson used real Crips and Bloods in that music video he did?
Real Crips and Bloods to do the zombie dance?
No.
Oh, and Billie Jean?
Is that the song?
No, it's Thriller that has the zombies.
No, that has the gang. Wasn't it Beat It?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's Beat It, Beat It, Beat It.
Oh, yes.
You know your penis loves it.
The mascot is a billy goat.
It is?
So the Pleasant Hill Billies.
I don't think goats really appreciate that. Now, don't you think that they should ask goats if they want to be used as a mascot? Do goats like to be called billy goats? Maybe that's offensive to them.
Only if they're gruff. Just ask me, I'll play the goat. Ask me if I want to be called a billy goat.
Do you mind if we use you as a billy goat mascot? All right, we'll do it then.
You should have asked me in a different form question. You asked me, do I mind? I was prepared for you to say, can we use you as a mascot? And I was going to go, nah. But that's the only thing I can say. So you have to ask me correctly.
You go, blee.
Man, man. Have you ever seen that goat, that video of there's a bunch of goats and there's one little one and he's running around drop kicking all the other goats? He was bouncing around in a circle and he would just four leg kick these other goats onto their side, and the other goats would just stand up, and then he'd run around and kick. It was fucking weird. I've never seen a goat bouncing around like they must have fed him a bunch of caffeine or something.
Dude, that'd be weird, kid.
Weird, kid?
That'd be weird, kid.
Is it like wicked and weird at the same
time? It is. It is.
An early publication of the Pleasant Hill School was called the Goat's Gazette.
The Goat's Gazette. The Goat's Gazette. Huh. Was it written by Colette?
No, but their athletic teams were known as the Hillbillies, but only for 3 years in the Ma and Pa Kettle movie era. So before, they were the Pleasant Hill Hillbillies, but then they changed it to the Pleasant Hill Billies. Do you mind if we call
what
you?
What town was it again?
Pleasant Hill, Oregon.
Oh, it was Pleasant Hill?
It's down past Eugene a little ways.
You went to school all the way down past Eugene?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was a cobra.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And what, cobras?
Cobras spit on billies.
Uh-huh. All right. Those guys in their hillbillies living under the bridge.
I did meet a couple people
Anthony
who were
Kiedis.
Those hillbillies.
Oh, yeah?
But they're not really hillbillies. They were just, that was their team.
Mm-hmm. But they had to wear hats on Spirit Day, though, or whatever, right?
Like goat head?
Yeah, because every school has that spirit day, right, where you show school spirit or they want you to dress up in school spirit Right. When they have that stupid week like
Spirit
it's
week.
Casual Friday.
And today's 80s fucking Wednesday.
Oh, man. Yep.
Today is Crazy Outfit Tuesday.
I know. What do you think they wear when it's like the 2000s Tuesday?
They're all walking around with an iPod.
I don't know what... I don't know, like, the iconic thing of the aughts. Do you? What,
no.
I guess maybe is it over with, like, the lady pants? The skinny, tight lady pants for guys?
Oh,
is that
skinny
like,
jeans?
Yeah, is that fad over?
No, it's still going, but it was happening in the aughts.
Uh-huh.
So
but
maybe
it's not
that.
Aught-specific.
Yeah, it just depends on what happened after Don't Ever Forget. Never, always remember. 9/11.
Always remember.
2001, because after that was most of the aughts. I mean, aught one is still, and 2000 mm-hmm. is before, but I don't know.
Do you think that the first person to live to be 1,000 years old, right? Do you think they're alive today?
To be 1,000 years old? There's no one is 1,000 years old.
I know. Do you think the first person who's going to live to be 1,000...
No one's going to live to be 1,000.
How do you know that?
I don't know that, but they said that Moses was like 700.
Yep, and he knew a good tide table.
Yeah.
He had a good tide table is all he had. He didn't part the sea. He just knew when low tide came.
Stuck in low tide again. Taking you back a couple episodes there.
Mm-hmm. There was a low tide or no tide.
That's what I say. It's either low tide or no tide. And if mm-hmm. it's no tide, you got no time to be in my neighborhood.
Yeah, somebody's having a 100th episode.
Who?
Can't remember.
What?
Yep. That's right.
I heard that Seth Milstein got a shout out on Never Not Funny.
Never Not Funny. Right on.
On the September 15th edition. And I said, hey, I can't find that. Where is it? And he said he thought it was a premium episode, so it wouldn't be on Stitcher or whatever.
Hmm. I don't know if they do. I don't know how they work anymore. I don't think they do the old method. So I think they have some episodes that are full and free.
All the full episodes, all the episodes on Stitcher are full episodes now.
Mm-hmm.
But
I think they charge for like the special ones.
I figured they must have been talking about that movie I Am Road Comic, but I'm not 100% sure.
I Am Road Comic.
Meaner, 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 meow, 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 meow. Oh, I forgot to mention when we did talk about the Hans and CD player. I've been listening to my turntable, and there's two records that have been stuck on it.
Stuck on
and it's the same release because it's a double gatefold.
That Lionel Richie stuck on.
No, it was actually the new Yob album, which is very awesome. On our next show, whenever that happens, I'm going to be sure to play a song, a little intro from the Yob. Love it. We could do a little review show next time of the new Yob.
Oh, yeah, Yob.
It's 55 minutes, but it's only four songs.
Hmm. That's an average of 55 minutes per four songs.
Yeah. You get about 14 minutes average.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I guess we can get out of here now. Haven't heard this song for a while. I tried to play it last week.
It's Gout.
It's Gout. That's a Faith No More song. Gout.
Have you heard the new picture for the cover of Faith No More's new album?
No, but I heard that they released an early track.
It's a live track. Singing at a festival.
Oh, so it's not really
it's
recorded.
It's called, like, Fuckface or something.
It had an obscenity in it, didn't it?
It's their first single, and it's called Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what it was, Motherfucker.
You got the motherfucker on this, yo. You got the motherfucker on this, yo.
I'm kind of excited to hear it, but hopefully it sounds nothing like that. No, not that. I mean the whole album once they record it.
Did you hear that song?
No.
Oh. Neither one of us were singing like it.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Especially you.
Yep.
I've never heard it. That's why I didn't. But you've heard it?
Yeah, and I already forgot it. It's not that kind of a song. It's more like a...
Oh, okay. I like it already.
Mm-hmm.
That's better than the 30 seconds of Pink Floyd I haven't heard yet, which is the best album in the world. Hey, thanks for listening to the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show. We'll see you next time.
And shove it up your butt.
That's right. And then shove your finger up your mouth. A guy on stage fucking stuck his fingers down his pants and then said, "Who wants to smell my finger?" And some dude smelled it.
No, it was a plant.
No, it was a plant.
You don't think the guy was planted?
His name was Troll. Metal.